It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I like this guy. This guy's got some stories.
Are they real?
Oh, yeah, dude. He was the one who did I talk about the Unobscured podcast that talked about history and it was the Salem witch trials.
Oh, okay.
He's actually the guy that's responsible for getting me to listen to podcasts, believe it or not. Aaron Mankey. I think he lives down in Massachusetts, actually. Has a book out called Cabinet of Curiosities, a historical tour of the unbelievable, the unsettling, and bizarre. Scotty, this is right up your alley.
Yep.
So he's going to be joining us here in just a couple minutes. I want to know the stuff that, you know, like, I mean, guys like this, they get told stories from everybody and people send them stuff. And I want to know what he has it written about. You know what I mean? What is he going, nah, that's too effed up. You know, that's what I want to know.
I want to know what's too effed up to talk about.
That's what I just said.
I know.
Just said that same thing. I use different words. The podcast that I listen to, I mean, I listen to entertainment ones, but I also like stories. I'm a big fan of
penis.
You do? No, he was just
against all odds. It's about, you know, situations, people like when Teddy Roosevelt went down, what is it, South America, went down that river and did that big long trek and almost died.
Right.
I mean, that interesting stories like that. People that are stranded on Everest. I love those kind of things. You know, survival
stranded on
things.
Everest. I don't feel bad for you.
Well, I mean, no, this was, yeah, this, I'm just saying that, yes. Okay. I'm just saying that's right. The kind of thing I enjoy. People that are fighting to save their lives and stuff like that. I think that's cool. So.
That was a big blow for Teddy Roosevelt, right? I mean, that was after his presidency.
Yeah,
right?
It was something where he wanted to set the record. I can't remember, out this river.
He was doing so many nature trips and all that.
Yeah.
Almost killed himself.
Almost killed himself. Almost died on that trip. But, I mean, it's called Against All Odds. I think it's on the Wondery platform. But Aaron has done a bunch of The Unobscured. He's done a bunch of podcasts through his career. And now I think he just has a company that just churns them out. You know, one of the most successful podcast producers in the world.
Wow, that's awesome.
Lore was the one that got him, put him on the map. And, yeah, that's 500 million downloads.
That's it?
Yeah, crazy. 13 Days of Halloween. He's done movies. Tons of stuff. So he's going to be joining us here. Creepy. Scary stuff.
Scary.
I think, you know, I have always said that... that I think our mind has the capacity to do much more than we let it.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, if you started really paying attention to things, you might notice things or just unusual little things, and you might see things that are right in front of you that you just normally pass by. That's what I think. And I think that, look at that. You got to do that to me, man? That's what you're going to...
What he done, man?
There's the picture on the Zoom screen is a crow. Now I'm all freaked out.
Here we go. How's this? Is this better? Are you still freaked out?
Yes, I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
I'm like, now I got the creeps. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. Aaron Mankey joining us. How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
I owe you a debt of gratitude. I think we've talked before. We're up the road in New Hampshire. We cover New Hampshire and Vermont.
Yeah.
I credit you. There's no BS. I credit you with getting me into listening to podcasts. Lore.
That's good.
Yeah, Lore and Unobscured. That's what kind of, because I knew how big it was, and I knew it was big, and I listened to them from time to time. But I really got interested in the whole genre and what you were talking about, and I find the stuff that you do very, very intriguing. I'm a huge fan. So there you go.
I really appreciate that. Look, I think that you and I are of the age where history in school was very boring.
Sure.
It was dates and names and timelines, and it was just a lot of memorizing because you had to take a test. And what I love doing with my shows, Lore and Unobscured and Cabinet of Curiosities here specifically, is let's teach you about history, but let's do it in an entertaining way. And I really hope that comes through. I hope that's why you're connecting with it.
The difference is, and I'll tell you what it is, because history, they said, here are the facts, right?
Right.
You tell stories. History is a story. The whole, all of history is a story. And when it's presented as that, the arc of the Salem witch trials, the arc of an individual story of something that's creepy, like some of the things in Cabinets of Curiosities, they're all stories. I love it. That's what I like to listen to. So
absolutely.
What has been your favorite story so far that as you learned more about it, maybe another door opened and more and more and more?
I mean, just in general, there's the New England vampire panic from late 1700s to the late 1800s, which was the story of Mercy Brown. That's episode one of the Lore, the podcast that I started with. Mm-hmm. That's a subject that continues to unfold for me. Like as I go deeper in research and I realize, oh my gosh, that topic is related and this topic is related. And that's been really fascinating to learn about. People digging up dead relatives and burning their hearts to prevent them from making the living relatives sick. And it's,
who
it's
hasn't
weird
done that?
And bizarre.
We've
people
all done
did
that.
It.
We've all done that, Aaron. You know it, all, I know.
Who among us has not done that?
So with the stories in Cabinet of Curiosity, a historical tour of the unbelievable, unsettling, and bizarre. So do you seek these out, or once you, obviously you, I think you now have a gazillion, I think that's the number of downloads and things with movies and things. So now people know who you are. You must get presented stuff all the time, right?
With people? I mean, look, and one of the things about history is that there's like, it's like walking into a really large house and there's a ton of rooms. And so I might go into the house specifically wanting to tell people about the living room, but it turns out the kitchen has its own bizarre story. And if it's a smaller story, that might get tucked away and saved for a cabinet episode down the road. So the research process is really rewarding in that sense.
So which one, right? Which one? I know there's a lot of stories in the book, but which one, is there one that you particularly sunk your teeth into that said, this could be its own book in and of itself, or something that really kind of piqued your interest, maybe hooked you way harder than some others?
Well, I don't know about taking it into its own book. I will say that the category in this cabinet book that just, it's like my favorite, is the coincidence category, where weird things happen in a moment where they just should not happen. You know, like we all know that John Wilkes Booth assassinated Abraham Lincoln. But a year before that, Abraham Lincoln's son was on a train platform and was trying to get on the train and it like spun him wrong and he almost fell beneath the train and died on the tracks, and a man saved him on the platform, and that man was John Wilkes Booth's brother, Edwin Thomas Booth. There's like you can't invent stories that give you chills like that. It's so crazy. I love them.
I have a branch off that. John Wilkes Booth, before the assassination, is sitting in a bar either across the street or down a little bit drinking. He gets up and bumps into Lincoln's bodyguard, who's at the same bar at a table drinking. True or not?
I've never heard the story before, but honestly, I just feel like that has to be true.
Don't you? Before you came on, Aaron, and the book, by the way, is called Cabinet of Curiosities, as I mentioned, a historical tour of unbelievable, unsettling, and the bizarre. I said before you came on with us today, and I really believe this, I believe that our minds get so full of shit, right? Like, we got so much stuff going on in there that it makes it more difficult to see things that I think otherwise we would notice. Like we don't normally walk around a clear mind. I believe there are things in the universe and that present themselves, make fun of me if you want, but things that the human mind can perceive yet doesn't, because we cloud our minds with so much stuff. Do you think that's possible?
We're a totally distracted species, right? Like we're for thousands of years we've been creating ways to distract ourselves. So I'm with you completely on that. There's this concept called pareidolia. It's when you look at the cloud and you're like, that looks like a sheep, right? Yeah. Like that looks like, you know, David Ortiz or something. Yeah. Like when you look up at the cloud and you see a picture that's not there.
Yeah.
But I have to believe that we have that like innate slant in us because we're meant to see things around us. We're meant to pay attention. And we're so distracted these days. We're staring at these rectangles in our pockets instead of looking around us. So, yeah.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time, you know, photographing outside by myself in a lot of remote places. And you're much more attuned When you wipe out everything else, you're much more attuned to everything. And I got to think that, you know, there's stuff going on that we don't see.
Karen, are you famous enough now that you get a discount on your Lego sets or no?
Oh, man, I wish I would. Yeah, that'd be so great, but I don't. Are you looking at my Lego sets?
Yes, I follow him on Instagram, I love your Mandalorian skull. I just got the tattoo done recently, and I look at all the Legos, mm-hmm. and I go, I hope that guy doesn't have to pay full price.
He's got a giant Millennium Falcon behind him.
I know.
And it looks like a couple of iHeartRadio awards, so we're on the same team, bro, you know?
We're on the same team.
Co-workers. Yeah. Kelly Brown.
See you at the meeting on Monday.
Yeah, right.
In the cabinet of the curiosities, Aaron, are you telling me the croissant was not invented in France?
It was not. It's one of those things. I tell people this all the time. One of my favorite things to do is tell people how wrong they are about something.
And I can see that. I love it. I think it's great.
It's great. Well, but there's a good story behind it. Like, the, you know, somebody realizes I was wrong. Here's the real story. And the croissant is very French today, but it was actually invented in the city of Vienna in 1683 when they managed to repel a siege by the Ottoman Empire, the Turks. And the banner, the flag for the Turks was a crescent on an open field. And so to celebrate their victory over the Turks, they baked a crescent-shaped pastry, and that became the croissant.
I never get into the croissants. I think they got an attitude.
I like them, but they're messy.
They got an attitude.
They're messy. They're very flaky.
Yeah. I mean, I like them, but I don't eat them because I think they got an attitude. They drenched in attitude. I don't know. Maybe it's because I thought they were French. I don't know. So when you, like, I talked about people sending you ideas and things. Have you ever gotten a good lead that you followed up on that was really worth the work? Like, wow, I never would have known this had somebody not told me.
Yeah, I'm thinking of an old lore episode we did on doppelgangers, and the story of this woman named Emily Segui was the same story on every single web article all over the internet. They just regurgitated the same three details over and over again. And I said, there has to be more to this. And I eventually tracked down info in a book that was in German. And I took German in high school, but it's been many, many decades.
Right.
So I actually got my phone out. You can use like a Google Translate app. And I loaded the German text on my laptop and pointed my phone at the screen. And I watched it translate. And I was able to pull out new names, new dates, new details.
Wow.
And that's, I hope at the end of the day, that's what I'm able to do, is not just regurgitate the history for people, but also add something to it and say, we've nailed this down. We know that this is true. We know that this is not true. And I'm happy to tell people that, you know, I'm happy to say, I know this spoils the mood. That's not a thing that actually happened, but you know, it's really amazing how that story spreads.
And getting back to what you said earlier, regurgitating the facts, that's a history course.
Yeah.
You're telling stories.
Big
difference. Go ahead.
Roke, what are you working on for the future?
I just sold a book to a publisher last month. That's going to be kind of it's all brand new. I'm still writing it, but it's answering some of those questions on why people did this specific very weird thing.
Yep.
And that should come out in summer or fall of 26.
Do you feel you're a monster? I mean, like you're about as no. I mean that in the best possible way. I mean, you're so creative. The podcast, the movies, everything you do, the books. Are you like? Do you feel constant pressure, or do you just is pressure not a thing to you? I have to think it does because you've created kind of a really large thing.
You know, for a while my job was. Before I was a podcaster, I was a designer. My job was to just do graphic design.
Yeah.
My job early on with the podcast was to write and make audio as a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
My job lately has just been being Aaron Mankey, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's fun. It is.
Good and for you.
Lore is a hungry machine. We put out an episode every week. So that, you know, it's always going, but, I don't know if I feel pressure so much as I'm just always looking ahead and thinking, you know, I'm on stepping stones. What's the next stone that I need to step on? And I'm trying to work at that.
That was yesterday. What's next? Yeah, that's I get it. I get it 100%. Yeah. Well, nice job. Historical tour of the unbelievable, unsettling, and the bizarre cabinets of curiosities. The book is out. And always love having you on the show, man. We appreciate you. Thank you. And
thanks, guys.
If we don't talk before the holidays, have a great holiday season, brother.
Yeah, you as well.
All right.
Yeah, see you next time.
Aaron, appreciate it. The guy, I mean, that's why I started listening to podcasts, was because the way he did the Salem Witch Trials.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Yep. And he did Halloween things. And it's not always like, it's a lot of
it's not always
weird
spooky
stuff.
And horror.
Yeah. But
sometimes it's croissant-y.
Yeah. I don't like croissants.
I don't.
Oh, I love them.
Oh,
I mean, they're like not I said, good for you, but
no, not all good the for butter, you, but yummy.
Oh my god,
what's worse for you? Is it a croissant worse for you than a bagel? Because I heard bagels were
bagels.
Like the
I know
worst.
Are wicked carb dense, right?
And you tough carbs to get rid of. Yeah. Is that what I was told?
I would think we'd look at Laura for this, but I think bagels have a ton of carbs.
Oh, right? Yeah, bagels are probably one of the worst things you could ever eat.
God.
They're damn good.
Damn it, that sucks. I had one this weekend. I loved it. And everything bagel toasted with butter was the best.
Can you imagine, like,
but it don't happen very often.
Rent Laura for a weekend and you, like, take her to a fair.
Why would I do that?
And you go, you stand there and you go, listen, I'm thinking about getting the world's biggest donut. And you'd be like, do you realize that'll take you 9 years to exercise off?
Yeah. Yeah. 56 grams of carbs in one bagel.
Yeah, 289
calories.
That.
11 grams of
know
protein.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just think, like and then you put something on it.
If I'm getting a breakfast sandwich, if I get an English muffin, it's healthier than the other.
It is. I mean.
56 carbs. All right, well, whatever. You know what? Every once in a while, I'm still going to have one because I'm not going to deny myself. You know what I mean? I'll just.
Very high in calories, especially if you eat, like, plain is, like, the lowest calories. Add stuff into it.
Okay, I get it.
I mean.
I just do like butter. I don't do like cream cheese.
Okay.
Don't.
So plain bagel with butter.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. All right. That's it for today. But enjoy 24/7, folks. And we will see you tomorrow. Thank you.